So the tornado that went through Edwardsville, that went through Kentucky and three other states, did damage that we are still calculating. And one of the conversations that spun out of that now, of course, is how safe employees can be and what responsibilities employers have to them, the structures of the buildings, the policies, and the use of phones. And originally it was worried, I'll say, that the employees in the Amazon warehouse in Edwardsville were not allowed to have their phones on the plant floor, on the shop floor. In fact, we've since heard that, in fact, they were allowed to have their phones. It doesn't mean that either of those companies acted perfectly. We'll find out. I think we were quick to judge them, and it was rash, and it was a rush, and I was guilty of it, too. But I am interested in the conversation about who should be able to have their phone when and where. At the time, we called Jacqueline Jensen, a DePaul Associate Dean of Student Success in the Department of Management and Entrepreneurship. She's actually looked into these sorts of policies at DePaul in the past. So let's have that conversation this morning. Jacqueline, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was your first thought about that when you heard that conversation start to percolate up? What were you thinking about?
I was thinking that we are in an era where we have to be incredibly thoughtful and mindful about how we provide support to employees. This last year and a half, particularly around the pandemic, organizations have been having lots of conversations about providing employees flexibility and autonomy to get their work done. Specifically as it relates to the tornadoes of last week, people having access to technology to be able to communicate effectively is really critical. This is a grave, serious situation that we're talking about here. And I think it speaks to the broader conversation about, treating employees as responsible adults and, whenever possible, giving them flexibility to use technology to be able to communicate as they need. I think there are a couple caveats, though. One is, when smartphones or other technology in the workplace gets in the way of people being able to focus and do their work safely. And so there are some important considerations along those lines, too.
Well, that caveat is the purpose of this conversation, isn't it? I mean, if you worked at a senior citizen center or at a hospital, if you worked on a shop floor for Amazon where there's forklifts, people are addicted to their phones. It draws our attention, and now we're an unsafe employee, right?
Exactly. And there's research from scholars in my field that have pointed this out precisely, that when your nose is down on your phone, you can't be paying that same attention to the environment around you. We see that with people walking on the street, and they literally will walk right into you because they're not paying attention. And so there are serious considerations along those lines.
Well, are those considerations then you can't have your phone on your person in the shop at Amazon?
I think that that merits a more careful conversation around, you know, responsible use. And, of course, if there are safety or security reasons that prohibit you from checking at leisure, then there needs to be a conversation around that. But, you know, whether you're talking about in last week's incident, there's also responsibilities around the company in terms of caring for employees and giving them the support they need when extreme weather is happening. You know, what announcements were taking place broadly that says it's time to take cover? With the pandemic, it's, you know, those with responsibilities, care responsibilities outside of home, maybe they needed to have their phone on them because in any given moment, you know, the care provider needed to reach out to them to say, I need your attention. And so I think a one-size-fits-all no policy is probably not appropriate, but a policy that gives complete autonomy and freedom is probably not appropriate either. So it's definitely a conversation that needs to be had between the organization and their employees.
Does anybody do this? They say, okay, a lot of factories will work people 2, 3, 4 hours, but they'll take breaks for safety and for leisure. I wonder if you could say from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., the phones are off, and from 10 to 10:10, you can check your phone. I don't know how you police this. Maybe this is doomed to fail because then they'll check them all the time, but I wonder if there are any companies that have policies like that.
So there are certainly policies that, you know, on break time, you use time as needed to take your break. And there's research shows that, you know, checking your phone quickly and reading an article, that little bit of recovery is actually helpful so that when you do have to go back to your responsibilities, you've had that time to yourself. I think the broader conversation, though, is separate from breaks, mm-hmm. how phones, along with the notifications and things that will pop up, are a source of distraction. And it's a function of how can you manage those distractions while you're at work relative to the benefit of being accessible when people can and should be able to reach you.
What is your thought about the same thing but in the schools with high school students?
Great question. I am not an expert in education, but what I do know is this idea of being able to devote your attention to a particular task at hand and being able to fully devote your attention to that task is something known as a state of flow. You're sort of in it. Your mind is in it. When phones or anything else that distracts us from being able to pay as much attention as we need to tasks, we tend to not perform as well. And so in the case of education, with students that have phones, if they're checking them and it's getting in the way of them being able to focus on their classwork, the analogy in the workplace is if you're on your phone and you respond to every notification and it gets in the way of you being able to give your full attention in a meeting or work on a report or whatever it may be, then your performance is likely to decline. With the students, though, if it's accessibility for parents to reach out to them in urgent or emergent circumstances, that's a little bit different way of thinking about it, too.
Is the same true for TVs, then, when the kids are doing their homework and the TV's on? Some of us think we can work well under those circumstances, but is the TV the same distraction as a cell phone?
I think so, particularly if the task at hand, and I'm sure you can think about this, there are some things that we do that we ourselves know we have to put our full attention on it to be able to do our best work.
Yeah.
And when there's something in the background that draws our attention away, you know, there are times where we look back and you're like, yeah, you know, that was lousy because I wasn't paying attention.
But this is something maybe parents manage at home, or an individual can take it upon themselves to live with the consequences if they don't get their homework done or do it as well and they realize it. But in a classroom where another person, a teacher, is in charge of 20 kids and their phones, I am amazed that more parents don't support the teacher's desire to say all the phones go in the basket on the desk and you can pick them up on the way out of the classroom. It does not seem to be the case. I've got 20 seconds. What's your reaction to that?
I think it is ultimately, and I think this connects both to what happens in classrooms as well as in what happens in workplaces, is it needs to be a conversation between the teacher and student or the manager, the employee, about responsibility and the kind of environment that they're trying to create, one that is respectful and considerate but focused on the task at hand, whether learning or job performance.
I'm going to call you again, Jacqueline. You sound terrific on the radio, and obviously this is a topic of great interest to us. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.